Are we willing to listen, to grow, to be vulnerable to God's holy word, or do we argue or become a tunnel vision or become offended or are hard-hearted or quick to be skeptical? Well, Jesus' hometown people, they thought to themselves when he came to visit and to teach, he said, well, who the heck does he think he is? Who the heck does he think he is coming in here and telling us? But the interesting part to me is it says, where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? So they were aware. They were aware of the wisdom. They noticed it. They noticed it. They noticed his ability to heal. And they heard about the miracles. And they even called his knowledge a gift. So they were aware, but they still rejected him. He was like the kid next door. He was a lower class. He was an average working man. Very common, didn't have a lot of money. And they knew him. He wasn't a great high priest. He wasn't even a scribe. He wasn't a Pharisee. He was Jesus of Nazareth, Mary's son. So instead of accepting his word, which deep down inside, they knew he was correct. They knew that his words were wise and from God and truth. They knew he was a caring man. He took care of his family. And he is now taking care of all of God's people. They knew he was filled with compassion. And they knew he was close to God, and it convicted them. It convicted their hearts and their souls and their minds. But instead of repenting and listening and becoming vulnerable and allowing Jesus to minister to them, they became filled with contempt and jealousy. They were indignant. They probably thought to themselves, well, I'm not going to listen to a word he has to say. It's just Jesus. Forget it. I'm just not going to listen. So their lack of faith in Jesus, their lack of faith in the Lord their God, affected his deeds, what he could do for them. It affected the power that he could have helped them and healed them and helped them and guide them into repentance back to the Lord. They wouldn't accept him. They wouldn't listen. They refused to hear him. And you know that old phrase, you can bring a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? That's where they were. They refused. His hometown people were basically shooting themselves in their foot. They were short-circuiting their own redemption, their own healing, their own closeness to God. A person cannot be healed if they refuse, if they don't want to. A person is not going to be close to God if they refuse to listen to his word and repent. But Jesus wasn't there for a popularity contest, and their rejection didn't stop him. They had to make a personal choice, and he knew it. It was up to them. But I will say, in the Bible, it says he was amazed at their unbelief. But no matter what, even though he was rejected, he continued. And he continued to teach, he continued to heal, even the few that were there that were willing to listen. And next, he sent out his disciples to do the same work that God had given him to do. They were to do the same work of healing and teaching and bringing. bringing people back to God. His disciples were learning firsthand the cost of following him. They saw Jesus' rejection. They saw what a lack of faith can do. But if you remember from last week, they learned what faith can do. Remember the little girl, Jairus' daughter, was dead, but their faith, she was made alive through Jesus. Remember the lady that had the hemorrhage for 12 years? Her faith, all she wanted to do was touch his garment. Her faith was so strong that she was healed instantly. So they were learning. Jesus wanted them to focus on God, not the people who were hostile or rejecting or making fun. He wanted them to focus on God, what he wanted and how he wanted them to accomplish the work, and by trusting in him and trusting in Jesus and by trusting in God, not in others and not even in themselves. He even told them, basically take the bare necessities. And then he didn't want them to waste time. He said, when you enter a house, stay there. Don't waste time and don't be like self-serving. Don't look for better food or better accommodations. Don't make people feel that they're not good enough like the people had made him feel. Accept their hospitality and do God's work. Wanted them to heal, to teach, and bring them back to God, and that's what they did. His apostles, his disciples, followed. They were willing to be vulnerable. They were willing to be hurt. They were willing to listen to the Lord. Why? Because Jesus told them. Why else? Because they love God genuinely and deeply. Why else? Because they love God's people. They did the work that God had given them to do, and they tried with all their might not to limit God's ability to use them as his tools. He even wanted them to learn how to love their enemies. So what I'd like for you to do is, if you can, get your insert out that has the Bible readings in it, because it really does do its job today. The college collects our thoughts on Bible readings, so I'd like to read it together. Oh God.